Nolte, CNN's Don Lemon lies about his call to blow up the entire system. By John Nolte on September 24, 2020. CNN's Don Lemon tried to walk back his call to blow up the entire system on Tuesday night by lying about what everyone heard him say on Monday night. Here's exactly what Lemon said on Monday night with my emphasis. Typhoid Fredo, no matter what happens, with the Supreme Court, everyone sticks with their team. Don Lemon, we're gonna have to blow up the entire system, and you know what we're gonna have to do. Fredo, I don't know about that. You're just going to have to vote. Lemon, yes, and you know what we're gonna have to do? Honestly. From what your closing argument is? You're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people. Fredo, I don't see it. Lemon, because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is. Is that fair? Fredo, you need a constitutional amendment to do that. Lemon, and if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the Supreme Court and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed. Fredo, well, you need 2/3 vote in the Congress and 3/4 of the state legislatures. Lemon, they may be able to do that. Fredo, maybe. It's right there. We're gonna have to blow up the entire system. 3 times, we're. We're, as in we, as in us. We're gonna have to blow up the entire system. Which means getting rid of the Electoral College. Which Don Lemon believes can be done in the U.S. Senate because Don Lemon is so constitutionally ignorant he believes a Senate majority is all it takes to rewrite the U.S. Constitution. There's no nuance in what Lemon said. None. But this is GNLAL, and when you work for GNLAL, what you said the day prior doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter if it's on tape. Doesn't matter, because at GNLAL lying in the resume enhancer. You can ask Jake Tapper all about that. At GNLAL, looking people in the eye and blatantly lying and whoring out your integrity is how you prove your fealty to GNLAL Chief Jeff Zucker. So that is exactly what Don Lemon did on Tuesday night. He looked us in the eye and ridiculed those who quoted him accurately. Transcript courtesy of Newsbusters. Don Lemon, I woke up and I saw all these headlines like, Don Lemon is calling for the abolishing of the Electoral College. Chris Cuomo, blow it all up. Blow it all up, you said. Lemon, but I was responding to you when you said we want people with integrity. Cuomo, nah. I wasn't even there. Lemon, let me tell you, I don't care. But, I was responding to you when you said we want people with integrity in office. And I said, well, then we have to blow up the whole system. Right? But, and I said man, here's what Democrats can do. And I said, that's the danger. They can stack the court. But all of a sudden, I am calling for the abolishing of the Electoral College. And what else did they say? That I'm a Democrat because I said we. I mean, the American people. But anyway. Lemon, yeah, but I usually don't give it oxygen. I usually don't respond. But I thought this one the context was so egregious. And they take the soundbite, just the little part that we say and not the context of the entire conversation. But here's what I say. Run and tell this. I do think that we need to look at the Electoral College, because I think that it disenfranchises voters, both Democrats and Republicans. If you're in a blue state, and all of the electoral votes go to the Democratic person, the Republicans' votes aren't counted. The people who voted for the Republican candidate. So, I do think it should be looked at. Because I think it does disenfranchise certain people. Should it be abolished? That's not for me to say. I'm saying this is what Democrats are saying. Stack the court. Get rid of the Electoral College. We're, on Monday night and on Tuesday night he's all, didn't mean me. Didn't mean we. When I said where, I meant other people. And then he said this, but there is no nuance and no context anymore. Yeah, guess we must have missed all the nuance in an ambiguous phrase like, we're gonna have to, as in we're gonna have to blow up the entire system. Will you just look at all that gray area and ambiguity? Okay. So now go back and look at the Monday night clip. I mean watch the actual clip. Lemon's not only saying outright we're gonna have to blow up the entire system. He's furious over the fact President Trump is about to seat his 3rd Supreme Court justice. Look at the guy. Listen to him. He's freaking furious, a ball of rage and entitlement. That wasn't all. Because this is GNLAL, those of us who quoted Lemon accurately are not only worthy of mockery, We're, wait for it, racists. Cuomo, a black guy can't say that he wants to blow anything up right now. Lemon, what is wrong with you tonight? Cuomo, people are waiting for you to come and destroy their houses. Lemon, oh my gosh, I know. Cuomo, with people like me, your kooky white friends. Lemon, I know. It's crazy, right? Cuomo, so, you can't say you want to blow stuff up because you are playing into the narrative. Lemon, see. You can say that stuff. You can say that, but I can't. See, I would get in trouble. Because then, you know, Don Lemon is joking about violence and blah, 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 blah. Well, on one point Don Lemon is correct. He's right. Don Lemon does not joke about violence. Nope. When it comes to encouraging and normalizing violence against his enemies on the political right, Don Lemon is very serious. Very serious. We're dealing with pure evil, and if this evil is validated in the 2020 election, God help us all. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.